Since 1929, the Salis aircraft collection at the La Ferté-Ali airfield, about 40 kilometers south of Paris, has been a place where old planes, like this Boeing Stearman PT-17, are restored to flying condition. It was built in 1940s for training U.S. military pilots. Out of more than 10,000 produced, only about 20 remain, flying mostly at air shows. But the most prized possession of the collection is the Blériot 11, in which Louis Blériot became the first pilot to fly across the English Channel in 1909. Baptiste Salis, grandson of the man who started the collection, says flying it makes you feel the weight of the history.
It is rather extraordinary to fly a machine that is 100 years old. Sometimes these machines have really high performance, on the contrary of what one might think, and you can feel these emotions coming from the history of these planes and the pilots that were flying them.
Aircraft mechanic Xavier Gache says one of the greatest challenges is finding parts and material for restoration.
If you want to make an identical old plane with original pieces, it will be complicated. You would need to invest in much more expensive canvases. You can still find them, but they will cost, let's say, four times more. Screws are not easy to find, engines even more difficult. Very often you have to make pieces yourself. It costs lots of money.
To make money for restoration, the workshop builds replicas of vintage aircraft for use in films and commercials, like this British World War I fighter plane SE-5.
For example, here behind me you have a star that was in the film Ace of Aces with Jean-Paul Belmondo. It is a replica of an SE-5. It has its shape, but it is not the real one.
The collection features several warplanes, including the World War I French fighter Spad 13 and World War II B-17 Flying Fortress. Pilot Gaël D'Amico, who owns a Belgian trainer, Stamp SV4, says flying vintage planes gives you a special feeling.
I feel like being 50 years back in time and the sensation of having your head outside. That is superb.
Every May, the Salis Collection organizes an air show, and visitors can see many of the planes as they were meant to be seen, in flight. George Putic, VOA News, Washington.